The man was working 10 to 12 feet underground when the narrow trench collapsed, burying and trapping him up to his waist. He yelled for help for about an hour before he was discovered. Someone called 911 and first responders arrived and took 3 hours to free the man. Jerome Harvey is the fire administrator for Pennington County. He says trench collapses pose a risk even if the workers aren't completely buried.
He was in the trench against a hillside in front of him that was sloughing off into him. So there's constant pressure being put against his extremities, against his body.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, says 1 cubic yard of soil can weigh as much as a car, and the weight of these collapses can crush lungs and bones. Harvey says more than 30 people from a dozen agencies helped with the rescue.
It's a combination of digging by hand, using hand tools, using the good old-fashioned post hole digger, and of course the vacuum truck.
The worker was taken to the hospital, but it's unclear if he has any injuries. An OSHA spokeswoman says the man works for Alexander Drilling in Hill City and that the agency is investigating the incident. The company did not immediately return a message. OSHA says trenches must have exit points and wall reinforcements. It doesn't require spotters, but other organizations recommend using them. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients in Rapid City.